This is Little Rock Public Radio and Daniel Breen. A new ruling over the Ten Commandments statue on the Arkansas State Capitol grounds resurrects an 8-year lawsuit over religious rights and freedoms. Little Rock Public Radio's Josie Lenora has this retrospective.
The Bible doesn't say what type of stone the Ten Commandments were carved into. But ever since the 1956 movie of the same name, Masons have carved them into granite. The statue of the Ten Commandments on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol looks identical to the ones in Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, because they're literally clones of statues director Cecil B. DeMille had built to promote his movie.
You are not worthy to receive these Ten Commandments.
Arkansas's two gray half ovals have stood erect since 2018, and according to a federal judge, they've been unconstitutional every day since. The ruling from U.S. District Judge Christine Baker dusts off an 8-year-old lawsuit with a slate of litigants like a coexist bumper sticker. The Reverend Victor Nixon, a Methodist minister who died before the suit could fully resolve.
Baptism in Christ means unity with all the children.
Rabbi Eugene Levy, who led Little Rock's Reform Synagogue.
If they wanted to put God's word up there, they would have to do the original Hebrew, which 1 in 100 people could read.
A pagan named Teresa Dorsey Greider, who said in a statement, the Constitution protects all persons of belief and non-believers. Several groups like the American Humanist Association, the Arkansas Society of Free Thinkers, and a group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation, whose actual hold music goes like,
because there's none like Thomas Jefferson and the wall between church and state.
And of course, the Satanic Temple. All of them say this monument is wrong. Not everyone is Christian. They point to the Establishment Clause in the First Amendment. Quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And the Satanists made another point. If the Christians get to put up a Ten Commandments statue, we should get to put up our own monument. A 1-ton bronze statue of a goat-headed, winged occult figure named Baphomet.
We think that our monument commemorates what makes America great, and in our case, we believe that that's religious liberty.
If you know this story, you may have watched Hail Satan, the 2019 documentary about the temple and the monument. You're hearing audio from the trailer.
This makes life fun.
State officials have put up a Ten Commandments monument on government property.
Satanists are demanding equal rights.
These Satanists don't seem to actually believe in Satan. They believe in religious pluralism, rejecting tyranny. Satan, who in the Bible told Adam and Eve to eat from the fruit of knowledge, is just a metaphor. The group, and this is a big plot point in the documentary, spent several years in tribulation with a politically outspoken former state senator, the deeply religious Jason Rupert.
These people, as I say, they operate as great accusers. And so I believe they definitely are influenced by what I would call evil.
Rupert passed the bill to build the statue when he was in the state legislature. On the phone with Little Rock Public Radio, he described the Satanic Temple as ridiculous.
They are no more religion than a couple guys sitting on a sidewalk spouting off crazy epithets.
The verdict, finding the monument unconstitutional, mentions Rupert over 160 times. Large sections of it quote Rupert directly. Twitter posts, Facebook posts, his public speeches. Rupert says the Ten Commandments aren't explicitly religious. They have historical relevance that transcends Christianity. Don't steal, don't kill. These are universal legal principles. He points out correctly that Moses is inscribed on the walls of the U.S. Supreme Court. This is true, but so were quotes from Confucius, along with medieval Greek and Roman lawgivers. Judge Baker thought Rupert's history explanation was a cover story. He may claim the monument celebrates law, but his public statements show he wants to celebrate Christianity. Satanic Temple co-founder Lucian Greaves responded,
he always rises to the bait, and I feel like that undid him in the end.
He says Rupert walked into traps the Satanic Temple set up. They would publicly comment on the statue. Rupert would respond. The response would confess a non-historical philosophy behind the monument, and so it goes.
The more one could get him to speak, the further he dug the hole.
But hold on. This case isn't over. It's been 8 years since the monument first went up. And since then, a lot has changed in America. In the 70s, a court case over tax money in Catholic schools created the Lemon Test, the 3-pronged rule to determine if a public religious thing is unconstitutional. 1, does it have a secular purpose? 2, does it have a neutral effect on people's ability to practice their religion? And 3, does it tangle religion into government? To pass the Lemon Test, all 3 should be no. The Lemon Test is mentioned over 40 times in Judge Baker's ruling. In her conclusion, she says the monument violates the Establishment Clause set forth under Lemon. But in 2019, after the Arkansas Commandments Monument was built, but before the new ruling was issued, the Supreme Court basically killed the Lemon Test. In a case over whether to leave up a veteran's memorial in the shape of a cross, they said yes, it can stay. The opinion was 7-2. Writing for the majority, Justice Samuel Alito said, quote, "Scrubbing away any reference to the divine will strike many as aggressively hostile to religion." He says the constitutionality of a monument should be measured by references to historical practices and understandings. So that's the new Lemon Test. And then came the Joe Kennedy case.
All right, a major win for religious liberty today at the U.S. Supreme Court.
A high school football coach fired for praying at the 50-yard line had to be rehired. The Supreme Court said his termination wasn't constitutional.
Joe, first of all, coach, congratulations to you. How do you feel about it?
I'm still trying to get accustomed to, oh my gosh, we actually won.
Talking to the plaintiffs in the case, the ones against the monument, they generally feel like a judge just told them the sky is blue. There's a collective sense of, well, duh.
We were confident that the court would ultimately side with us.
The law is firmly on our side. The facts are firmly on our side.
There's very little foundation in law for Arkansas's argument for having this standalone Ten Commandments monument.
They say the Ten Commandments monument on the state capitol is clearly un-American. But Rapert views new legal precedent with the same confidence.
And so I believe we'll be successful at the appellate level at the Eighth Circuit. And hey, if by some odd chance it wasn't, I believe the United States Supreme Court is very capable of reminding Judge Baker that they said the Lemon Test shall not be used in the manner that you are claiming it should be.
In a statement, Arkansas Secretary of State Cole Jester said his office will keep fighting for the monument in court. The statue will stay up while the ruling waits appeal. Josie Lenora, Little Rock Public Radio.